Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Wiggins! Oh! Wiggins!
The Bee or Not the Bee.
These are articles that are either satire or real, but you have to determine which is which. The first one, FBI to raid homes of all 75 million people who conspired to elect Trump.
Say it again.
FBI to raid homes of all 75 million people who conspired to elect Trump.
Gotta be the B. Is it a B? I hope so.
I started with an easy one. Yeah, that's the B.
Thanks, Ryan.
You're welcome. Following the news that CEO of Polymarket had his phone and electronics seized by government officials, reports indicated that the Federal Bureau of Investigation was also preparing to raid the homes of all 75 million people in the country who conspired to elect Donald Trump. At publishing time, Ray had requested that the Justice Department retroactively declare all Trump supporters convicted felons, making them ineligible to vote and nullifying the 2024 election. It's just not quite funny enough because it's not that far off. It needs to be farther off. All right, next one. Trump beefs up security with robot dog patrolling Mar-a-Lago.
True.
Yeah, this is real.
Oh, you guys knew this one already.
Seen a picture of it.
Yeah. No, we're just guessing. Are we right?
You are right.
Yay.
Yeah, this is a real story. The robotic hound was seen mechanically strolling on the grass among the palm trees outside of Palm Beach Estate on Friday morning. Video shows, "Do not pet," reads a large warning on its side.
Really?
Yes.
Why would you pet a robot?
Yeah, I don't really know. It's just maybe instinctive. Like, oh, I gotta go pet that thing.
No, I don't. I think that robot dog, that the instinct isn't like walk up and pet.
Yeah, it's probably run from its laser eyes. The remotely controlled robot dog made by Boston Dynamics is with the United States Secret Service, the agency confirmed. So there you go. Safeguarding the president-elect is a top priority, the USS spokesperson told the Post. Just pulled that quote randomly, just thought I'd say that. Right, next one. Venezuelan gang wiped out after attempting to take over Buc-ee's.
Oh no.
That's got to be the B.
Are you sure?
But like, if we could arrange it.
I'm going to call it real.
It is the B.
Dang it.
It's the B. According to eyewitnesses, the gang, which was formerly based in Denver, had grown too confident after finding it incredibly easy to take over several apartment
Buc-ee's
complexes.
Buc-ee's is a magnet for all people.
The violent criminals were soon put in their place when they marched on a Buc-ee's, guns blazing, only to find themselves greeted by a world-class force of polite employees, roasted nuts, savory pulled pork, delicious fudge, and heavily armed Texans.
Lay down your weapons.
I'm not sure what they expected. This isn't Denver, said patron Sean Erickson. All right. Next one. New DHS Secretary Kristi Noem pledges to cut canine workforce by 90%.
Oh, no. We got the puppy cam up right now. Are you serious?
I don't know. Am I serious? That's the name of the game.
That's the B.
It's the B.
Yeah, it's the B. It's the B. Wouldn't that be something if it was real? The article starts like this, quote, "I will see to it personally," announced Noem. Pundits have hailed Noem's day one pledge, seeing signs of a strong leader not afraid to do the dirty work of downsizing the DHS. Quote, "The department has become an oversized behemoth. It needs someone who can pull the trigger on tough decisions," said Fox News reporter Britt Hume.
Britt.
Quote, "It's time someone took the old DHS out behind the woodshed and put it to rest." Oh, I know.
Yikes. Who wrote that for the B?
I don't keep the author's byline on
that's
these.
That's a dark, dark satire.
We'll have to look it up later.
Dark stuff.
Yeah, it is.
Time to have the puppy cam up.
And yeah, if you want to check out the puppy cam, log on to our YouTube page.
Yeah.
It's very cute. Those puppies are cute.
I'm mostly watching them right now.
All right. Euthanized for rabies, Peanut the squirrel tests negative for rabies.
Ooh. Real?
Real.
This is real.
They put him down because he had rabies?
They
and
put
then
him
he
down
didn't...
because they thought he would have rabies.
Did I hear that he got... Is that...
I mean, I talked about them hanging him. I don't think...
Are you the one who wrote that bee article? Oh my gosh!
I think we joked about the ways that they could have killed him last week.
Oh no!
No, this is a real story. Yeah, they euthanized Peanut the squirrel for rabies and then tested him post-mortem and found out he didn't have rabies.
I'm really surprised that they tested him.
I
would have forgotten to do that test.
Yeah.
If I'm of the caliber of individual who decided to do that, I'd be like, oh, we lost it in the mail.
Right. Right. This is why people hate the government. They killed Peanut and his buddy Fred the raccoon so they could test him for rabies after Peanut had bitten a Department of Environmental Conservation employee. Once they tested him, both turned up negative.
Was Peanut in the guy's house when he bit that guy?
I don't know the answer. I don't know how this thing played out. It's been a very sideline story because that was the week of the election.
Mm-hmm. That was the weekend that I was at state volleyball.
Yeah.
And so I was like, volleyball, 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 Peanut the squirrel, volleyball, volleyball, what's the squirrel?
Yeah.
Like, so I didn't dive all the way into it.
Yeah. I don't know all the details of how this went down, but I do know that they said, well, we got to get rid of it because of the rabies, you know? And then neither one of them had rabies. Next one. Democrats warn abolishing Department of Education could result in kids being too smart to vote for Democrats.
This is a B.
Say it again.
Democrats warn abolishing Department of Education could result in kids being too smart to vote for Democrats.
I mean, okay, maybe it's the B, but isn't that the whole point?
Yes.
I mean, it's just a roundabout way of saying if we own the education system, we own the electorate.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Go on.
Yes. The quote comes from AOC. Quote, without government, kids no learn good. Congressional Representative AOC warned. You want no learn good?
You want no learn
good. Sure was AOC and not Tim Walz.
Yeah, none one. Of my students went on to higher education
right,
or something.
Yeah, congratulations, Tim. Speaking of names you're not going to hear anymore, man.
Yeah.
Last one. Woman not in the mood for comedy turns on SNL.
No. True. I'm going
true.
With true.
It's true.
True.
At publishing time, Sheila had changed her mind about comedy, though, and started watching a clip of Jimmy Kimmel weeping on repeat.
Oh, who. Is he okay? Is Jimmy Kimmel okay?
We should probably check.
Haven't seen... No, it's not.
No?
Let's just find out later that he is or isn't.
Okay.
You ready to talk about the poll when we come back?
Yeah, let's do it.
Should Donald Trump pardon the J6ers? Yes or no? Annie Fry YouTube channel. You go vote in the live chat poll. That discussion next.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.